بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه، قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم. And he puts forth for us a parable and forgets his own creation. He says, who will give life to these bones after they are rotten and have become dust? قُلْ يُحْيِهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. Say, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he will give life to them who created them for the first time. And he is the all-knower of every creation. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الشَّجْرِ الْأَخْضَرِ نَارًا فَإِذَا أَنْتُم مِّنْهُ تُوْقِدُونَ. He, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who produces for you fire out of the green tree. When behold you kindle therewith. أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ بَلَىٰ وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ. Is not he who created the heavens and the earth able to create the like of them? Yes, indeed, he is the all-knowing, supreme creator. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Verily, his command, when he intends a thing, is only that he says to it, be, and it is. فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. So glorified is he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and exalted above all that they associate with him, and in whose hands is the dominion of all things, and to him you shall be returned. Sadaqallahu Mawlana al-Azim wa sadaqa Rasuluhu al-Nabiyu al-Kareem wa nahnu ala dhalika la min ash-shahideen wa ash-shakirin walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. In this last five ayat, it is mentioned in the book of Tafsir that Ubay ibn Khalaf, the great kafir and enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam amongst the Meccan people, or another riwayat according to Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, As ibn Wail, he was also one of the enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and always used to, you know, debate and confront Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one day he approached to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at Batahai Makkah, the little outskirt of Makkah Mukarramah. And he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there was one rotten bone on the ground. So he picked up the rotten bone and crushed it with his hand, made it pieces. And then he said, is your Lord Allah, which you are claiming, is going to bring this bone, which is already rotten, into the life? How is possible? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, he will bring this, he has all the qudrat and power that he will bring this bone into life, and he will bring, he is the one who granted you life, and he will grant you death, and then he will resurrect you again and you throw you into the hellfire. This was the answer of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Aas ibn Wail. So these are the ayat was revealed to answer him. وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقًا, that he is giving the parable an example of this bone. But at the same time, he has forgotten himself. How Allah, if he ponder on himself, that he was nothing. And then from the little drop of the sperm, dirty water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created him. How Allah Ta'ala granted him the life from the nothing, from the dead sand. وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ, he forgot his own creation, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created him. قَالَ man yuhyi al-izama wa hiya rami. He is arguing and he is giving, asking you that how this old and rotten bone is, which is, you know, perish, which is going, which is like powder now, is crushed. How Allah is going to bring this bone alive? Just think and ponder on yourself. You are nothing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you from nothing. So that being who create from nothing, it is not hard for him to create again from which he already created. It is said that when a person dies, his whole body becomes perish, it becomes sand in the grave or wherever it is. But only the spinal bone, little bit, it remains. And on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect him from that spinal bone, the piece of bone which is remained. And from there, Allah is going to recreate the whole human being, the whole structure. And he will be rise from his grave and he will drive to the Maidan-e-Hashar. And there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to question him. So this is going to happen. And this is the fundamental belief of the all the believers, that we do believe in life after death. That was the main debate in the Meccan people with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to explain them or used to, you know, invite them to bring iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the only one who created you, who granted you life, and he is the only one who caused you the death, and he will be resurrect you. So they say, how is possible? How when a person becomes born and rotten, how Allah is going to resurrect it? So this is what they never used to understand. In second ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Kul yuhyi alladhi ansha'aha awwal marrah." Tell him, or Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell him, the being, the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has grant you a life from nothing, he will grant you, he will resurrect you again, awwal marratin, the first time, who made you alive from nothing, he will be able to bring you back. Wa huwa bi kulli khalqin alim. He got all the knowledge and he got all the information for every creation. So he will bring you back onto the life again on the day of resurrection. Another ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, Alladhi ja'ala lakum min ash-shajaril akhdari naran fa idha antum minhu tuqidun. In Arab society, in the jungles, there used to be two kind of trees, which one was marq and other one was ifar. So these were very special kind of trees. What the Arabs used to do, they used to cut the branches of these two trees, small like miswak size, and then it used to be full of water, like green branches of the tree, fresh. And they used to cut one from ifar, one from marq, and they used to rub it on each other. By the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, little spark used to come out and used to be kindle the fire. By rubbing the branches of these two trees, they used to create the fire. They used to kindle the fire. So Allah ta'ala is showing them, Allah is the one who has this kudrat, that from the green branch, from the watery branch, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is creating the fire. How is it impossible? If for us is how impossible it is to rub the tree and get the fire from out of it. It is only the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was so common, every Arab used to utilize it. They used to use it for daily basis. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always given the example or parable in the Holy Quran, which is very practical, very simple. Even the layman can understand the message. That's why in one of the places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the ayat in signs of his great, great kudrat. Afala yanzuruna ila al-ibili kayfa khuliqat. Because all the Arabs, their lives used to be with the camel. Camel was the animal they used to familiar with it from the childhood till they used to die. The most of the things and most of the life they used to do with the camel. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the example which is so obvious, so common amongst themselves. You don't need to go far or you don't have to think so deep, or you don't have to ponder so hard. This is the obvious example, simple example. You are looking at it, you are playing with it, you are utilizing the camel every single day of your life. It is part of your life. Everybody knew about camel. So Allah Ta'ala has given that example. أَفَلَا يَنْزُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Don't you people see, don't they see the camel? How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this huge animal who can survive for the weeks and days without water in the desert. أَفَلَا يَنْزُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. This is the qudrat and sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is the one who created the camel. وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. They don't see the earth on which they are walking and running and making the houses and utilizing for the farming and all. So obvious in front of them. Since they were born, they see the earth till they die. They remain on the earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given the second example, which is also so obvious, so simple, so practical. You know, إِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. Allah is the one who has spread this earth. Who is the one who created the earth? وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. And the third thing which Arab used to be familiar is the mountains. Because the Saudi Arabia, the Arabia Peninsula, is full of mountains, a mountainous region. So that was from the morning till evening, every single day, when they used to go out, they used to see the mountain. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the third example, which is all also very close to their lives and very obvious in front of them. وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. Allah's qudrat and power, who has pegged the mountain on top of the earth. وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ. وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ أَفَلَا يَنْزُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ. وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. For example, sky, earth, mountains, and the camel. Look around everywhere you see the sky. Look around everywhere you see the earth. Look around everywhere you see the mountains. And look at the camels, is available everywhere. So these were the practical example. Arabs were illiterate people. They were not educated or civilized. So Allah has given that example in the Holy Quran, which is so simple and so practical. Anyone who doesn't have knowledge or understanding, he also can get it, the message, through this simple example. And this is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this verse also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given another example, which the Arabs were so familiar, and they used to do this every single day. Whenever they used to need a fire, they used to just go to these two trees, used to cut the branches of each one, and they used to rub it, these two branches together, and they used to get the kindle in the fire from that.
أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَّا أَنْ يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ بَلَا وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah Ta'ala says, look at Allah's mighty, Allah's power, Allah's qudrat. Allazi, that being, that mighty who has created the heavens and the earth, which is, you can see the sky without pillar, and how huge sky is. As far as you open your eyes, you can see the sky. And there is no pillar, there is no hole, there is no support. And since Allah has created the sky thousands of years, still it doesn't require any maintenance, doesn't require any repair. It is not getting rotten, it is not getting, you know, out of working condition. It's since there, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created without maintenance, without support, without pillar, still there on top of our heads. So this is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah can create such a huge creation like sky, like earth, He is not able to create a human being like you, 6 and 5 feet only your size. What hard and difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator of sky and heavens and the earth, to just create you like 5-6 feet of your size. Allah in yakhluqa mislahum bala wa huwa al-khallaqul alim. Yes, verily indeed Allah has all the qudrat and power to create you again and resurrect you from the sand and from the bones. What is the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Innama amruhu idha arada shay'an. See, his amr, his command, his exalted one, his thing is this one, that idha arada shay'an, when he think to create anything, he just have to think, and yaqulu lahu kun fayakun, and he just say be and it becomes. You know, we as a human being, even if you have to create or make something, first we have to bring the material. For example, if you want to make the chair out of wood, you have to bring first the planks, right? And then material, then we have to make it proper. And then we need some nuts and bones and screws and what material. We first bring all the materials together. And then we need some labor, someone who can make it, carpenter or somebody who knows how to make. Then we connect all in joints, all these different parts. And then after spending time and effort, then we can create or we can make one chair. Or food, for example, our mothers and sisters, you know how many ingredients they collect together to make one curry or make one roti or bread. There are so many things mixed together. One is ingredients, then they mix it together and they make it dough, and then or they make the, you know, curry or whatever dish they want to make. But there are so many ingredients involved in that. It's not one thing. And then they required some gas, some electricity, some effort, water and what. Then after spending some time on it, then one dish, you know, becomes ready to eat. So everything, you take example of anything. For us, we need first so many things to collect it first, and then we have to spend some time on it, and then these things comes in existence. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not necessary. He just says, be and it happens. In a blink of eye, in a little moment, in the less than second time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to create anything through his qudrat and power. فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. So glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is exalted above all that they associate with him. Because as I said, the kuffar of Makkah, they used to have so many gods and goddesses and idols, and they used to commit the shirk and associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They used to say there are so many tasks and there are so many needs and necessities. How one God can take care of all these things? One God is not able to do all these needs and necessities. One God cannot provide the whole creation, whatever they need. That's the logic. That's the thing they never used to understand, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has qudrat and power to do each and everything without the support and without the assistance of anybody. And towards end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Wa ilayhi turja'un," and you all have to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether you like, whether you don't like, whether you believe, whether you don't believe. But the day will come, you all have to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who has created you, and Allah is the one who will bring you back in front of him on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. And then you have to give the hisab and reckoning of your entire life. And according to your deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to judge whether you are entitled for the hellfire or you are entitled for Jannah. May Allah ask, we should make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our effort, and jazakumullah khairan for all the listeners who sacrifice their time and joined me and supported me and encouraged me to complete the tafsir of this Suratul Yaseen. With the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I was able to complete it throughout the Ramadan. This session was on. And make dua, may Allah ta'ala accept our broken effort and make it means of hidayah and guidance for all of us. And remember, brothers and sisters, now we understand little bit message of Suratul Yaseen. I humble request for all the listeners, so please make a habit of reciting Suratul Yaseen every single day. As I mentioned in the beginning, there are so many benefits, there are so many virtues of Suratul Yaseen, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it heart of the whole Quran.
is without heart, a person cannot survive. Regardless how many limbs and organs of his is okay, but if his heart stop functioning, beating, then all the organs of the body cannot do anything. They also declare as a dead organ. So main thing is the heart. Likewise, in our entire life, the main thing is Suratul Yaseen. If you keep it every morning, and for every haja, for every need, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in the hadith, for any need, a person is reciting Suratul Yaseen and making dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill his need and necessity. That's why it is said in one of the hadiths that if a person makes a habit of reciting Suratul Yaseen after Fajr every morning, whole day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of his all the needs and necessities. Plus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from any calamity, accident, any problem is going to face during the day. Because of the recitation of the Yaseen Sharif, Allah will remove and protect him from that calamity. And if a person recites at night after Isha, then whole night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from any evil things or any jadu or sihr or magic or any enemy or anything like that. Or if he die in that night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him the death of the believer. He will die on Iman. And one of the riwayat I said before also that if a person recite one time Suratul Yaseen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the reward equivalent to completing 10 times whole Quran. Just recite in 5 minutes, it takes only 5 minutes to recite the Yaseen Sharif. And in your book of deed, you will get the reward of 10 times completing the whole Quran. When we will have time to complete the 10 Qurans in one session, or how long it will take for us? We hardly complete the Quran, one Quran the whole year. After Ramzan, we're going to close the Quran, then we're going to open the next Ramzan. It should not happen. We should have the habit to recite the Holy Quran every single day and Suratul Yaseen also every single day. Because main thing is the amal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقُلْ اِعْمَلُوا فَسَيْرَ اللَّهُمْ لَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونِ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّيُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. O human being, O believers, in this world, in this life, you must do the good amal, because on the day of Qiyamah, Allah and His Rasul and the believers are going to witness your amal. How much of amal, how much of good deeds you have brought forth in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what is counted on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the day of resurrection. So let us make dua for the whole ummah who are suffering because of the COVID throughout the world. Now the incident took place in Palestine, Masjid al-Aqsa. May Allah protect all the Muslims in our holy place, Masjid al-Aqsa also. People are suffering in India, Pakistan, Syria, in Yemen, and everywhere. Make dua for all of them, that may Allah ta'ala grant them peace and tranquility and protection, and may Allah remove all the disease and the problem from the lives of the each and everyone, whatever the problem they are suffering. And just a quick announcement before we make a quick dua, that Central Hilal Committee has declared there was no moon sighting anywhere in the US or surrounding countries. So tomorrow we will fast the 30th fast of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, after a long time, we will be able to complete the whole month of Ramadan, 30 fast, inshallah. Tonight will be Taraweeh. Tomorrow we will fast 30th Ramadan. And on Thursday, the Eid al-Fitr will be on Thursday. In here in our masjid, the program is scheduled like this, inshallah, at 8:15. On Thursday, 8:15, the English talk will start, and 8:30, fundraising will take place. And then 8:45, inshallah, the Salatul Eid will take place. Make dua for all whole ummah who is suffering. May Allah remove all the problems and disease from them. And those who passed away during the month of Ramadan, may Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. Read Durus Sharif, will make dua. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله أن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اشفع مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم اشفيهم، اللهم عافيهم، اللهم اشفيهم شفاء كاملا عاجلا مستقلا مستمرا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنسانا. اللهم من أحيته منا فأحي الإسلام، ومن توفيته منا فتوفوا على الإيمان. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة، اللهم اجعل قبورهم روضة من رياض الجنة. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها، وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة، ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان، وأمتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. اللهم إنا نسألك خير ما سألك منه نبيك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. برحمتك جزاكم الله خيرا. من الله أكسب.